Amen. Please be seated. We have the joy this morning of Amanda Wesley coming to join us. And we just give God praise for that. And she's going to answer some questions. She is a baptized Christian, member of another church. But just for your memory and my memory, let us answer some questions this morning. Amanda, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? Would you please stand, if you're able? Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her trust in God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her, that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Amen. Please be seated. As a member of Christ's Universal Church, Amanda, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? The membership covenant that you signed states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? If you would turn and face our congregation this morning. Members of the household of God, I trust Amanda to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, perfect her in love, and show her how a true community of faith stands with her in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw, we celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace be with you. The God of all grace who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you. We thank you so much for all that you have done already for this church community, our youth, and what you do out at the school. And we give God praise for what you do in that. So I just ask that the Holy Spirit strengthen you and encourage you and know that you are called to be with us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you please join me after worship so everybody can greet you? Great. Thank you.
Join me in our closing song, number 380. We'll sing the first and last verse.